The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Reliance Aerotech Services, with host Ron Jordan.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruth E.C. I am joined this half hour by Mr. Ron Jordan of Reliance Aerotech Services. Ron, it's so nice to have you back this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm happy that I'm here and not evacuating from the hurricane that was threatening earlier. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, absolutely. We're very glad to hear that too. Happy to be speaking with you this morning. I know we've had the chance to bring our listeners some information about Reliance Aerotech Services and the different services that your team provides. I want to kind of bring it back to let everyone, just remind everyone that Reliance Aerotech Services is both global and local. So just if anyone is tuning in for the first time and has not had a chance to listen, can you give us a recap of the company's main capabilities?
Yeah, sure. So we started off in aviation maintenance and servicing as a contract provider in those areas about 21 years ago now. And so we provide contract aircraft mechanics, structural expertise, logistics folks globally, internationally, and nationally. So that's kind of the global part of the equation. And then we also have, lately, because of the pandemic and all of that, we have a new service that we're doing globally and locally that is that's decontamination or disinfection. And that's using a very unique technology. It's a machine that basically remotely provides fogged decontamination solution within aircraft interiors, within boats, and even building spaces and that sort of thing. And the big advantage to this machine is that it effectively gets in every little nook and cranny, and it's fired remotely. So there's a scenario where our technician takes the equipment into the boat or into the aircraft or into the bus or the building and sets it up based on the volume of the building for a certain amount of exposure. And then they'll button it up, walk outside, they have a little control fob, push the button, and then for the designated amount of time, this machine starts fogging a safe but effective solution for microorganisms, including mold, spores, and things like that, and also it's approved for use with emerging pathogens such as the COVID virus. And so the nice thing about this is that it leaves, for anyone who watches the process, it leaves little chance, if you see it, that anything, any pathogen can survive in a room with this thing running, because it just literally fills the entire room with the fog. And if anybody's interested in that and would like to take a look at it, they can go to our website, and there's a very easy link to watch a couple of videos that shows the process in a business jet aircraft and in a building and in a bus. So that website is reliance.aero. And that's aero as in aerospace. So it's reliance.aero. And once you go there, you can just click on the link to the videos and have fun with it. It's a pretty cool video, actually.
I have not had a chance to watch that video. I'm excited to check it out, because since you first told me about this decontamination process, I think it, just in the world of COVID, is such an amazing resource to have, where you can send in I don't want to use the word robot, but I guess I will to help clean. So it's not a person running in, like when you see fumigation and then you try to just run as fast as you can to get out of the building.
Yeah. And what's nice about this, I mean, when you're laying down a pesticide like this manually with a person, it's actually a little caustic for the person. Now, most of these pesticides aren't really harmful to people, but they're irritants. So one of the big problems with people doing this manually with like a sprayer is, first off, people are just inherently given to missing spots and error. And then the second problem with it is, because this is a kind of a caustic experience, people are often kind of trying to get it done in a hurry and avoid the chemical cloud they're creating and kind of get out of there. So, you know, a hurried person trying to avoid a little agony here can certainly miss some spots. And this machine completely neutralizes that chance of risk. It's just basically, if we were to use it here in a studio, we could go outside the window and watch it happen, and you would see that the, you know, entire airspace in here was filled with a pesticide fog. And the pesticide's actually approved for use in kitchens with no wipe down and that sort of thing. So totally safe, approved, and great technology.
And so we had a question come in to that point about the fogging. How long after the fogging system has completed its process can you enter a room?
Yeah, it's a great question. So you have to empty. So first off, there is a period of dwell where after the fog is injected into the room, you have to wait 10 minutes for contact time. And this is true of most disinfectants like this. It's not something that a lot of people know and do, but you're supposed to have a certain dwell period. So there's a 10-minute dwell period. And then after the dwell period's over, you open the doors and you have to air the room out. So we have to be thoughtful about how to go about that. So the answer is as long as it takes to air the room out, given the method we would use. Now, sometimes that's just opening doors and windows, but in a building that has internal rooms and other people in the building, then you have to be more thoughtful, and it might take a little more time to run it out with a ducting system or something like that. But generally speaking, with special vehicles, airplanes and things like that, the whole process takes well under an hour, unless it's a really big vessel, a really big vehicle. So like with a typical like Learjet, the whole thing's going to be done in 30 or 40 minutes from beginning to end.
That's just so efficient. And to get that level of certainty, the level of sanitization, the level of decontamination is, wow, in just that brief amount of time. Can we do that test out here in this studio?
Absolutely.
I just want to see it. No, I'm excited to check out the video on your website, reliance.aero, A-E-R-O. I like how you always say it's not an arrow that you shoot with a bow. It's the other kind, A-E-R-O, reliance.aero. If you want to see that video, I know I'm going to be watching it.
Absolutely. So back to the original question that you posed, then the other kind of local part of this we're doing besides the disinfection is we do some clerical and administrative and technical staffing here locally, mainly of hard to fill positions. So if there's anybody out there that's got a vacant position and they want to either permanently or temporarily fill it, I have some very talented recruiters working on all kinds of different jobs, and we'd be absolutely pleased to help you out there where we can. I would also add that given the last hurricane here with Sally we just went through, I know there's a lot of boats sitting around right now sitting in the water without air conditioners running. And, you know, I know two segments ago, the whole discussion, or a lot of the discussion, was about mold in air conditioning systems and in homes without air conditioners and that sort of thing. Well, it's even worse in boats, if you think about it. These boats that were sitting in wet slips and no longer have wet slips with power source to them are literally just sitting there molding away, and it's getting into every nook and cranny. And this is where this machine I spoke of really does a nice job. We're not in the business of going in and tearing things up and removing mold manually, like, you know, drywall and stuff from buildings. But as a killing measure and as a preventative measure to keep spores that are in your boat from growing, we can certainly bring this machine in here and fumigate your boat. Take you about, you know, 30 or 40 minutes probably in most boats, unless you've got a super yacht or something. And you can kill off the mold spores. So we're absolutely able to do that for you as well. And, you know, I have a boat that I lost in the hurricane, but if I had that boat still floating, I would have been doing this like every 10 days.
We have another question too here, Ron. Are your technicians certified?
I can't come up with the certifying agency at the moment. But there is a, it's a health certification, health technician certification from the prevailing certification agency. And it's just a course that these that the techs have to go through, and they get their certification. So the answer is yes. I can't believe I can't remember off the top of my head the name of the agency, but the answer is yes.
You'll probably think of it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
Okay,
what
we'll
can
shout
I say?
It back out. Well, that's great. And so we were talking about the recruiting, the local staffing and recruiting, and some of the types of jobs that do you have some examples you could share if people are interested in that aspect?
Yeah, well, so I have a list. I didn't bring a local list. I have a list of just kind of some aviation type jobs here, I think. We've got all kinds of different mechanic jobs and technician jobs in several different states in the U.S. and even a few in Canada. But most of these, they may be of interest to your listeners, but most of your listeners wouldn't be qualified for these. So I've got like, I'm looking for like some F-16 technicians of various MO or various specialties for a job in Phoenix. We're looking for some A&P mechanics in Canada. We're looking for a King Air and Learjet, Hawker Beach Jet technicians in Denver. So the list goes on. It looks like currently, and we have been hit by the pandemic with regard to our aviation business. So right now, it looks like we've got about 12 contract jobs that we're looking for. These are like temp jobs. We've got about 18 contract to direct hire jobs. We've got about 8 direct hire jobs. So that's, about 30 or 40 aviation jobs in about 10 or 12 different states, 2 or 3 different countries. So if you're, if you know someone who's in the aviation skills or if you are an aircraft technician, our main kind of area of focus is A&P mechanics, structures, and avionics. But, we've got actually some direct hire positions that are like parts sales rep, capture manager, a senior capture manager, a human resource specialist, a compensation analyst. These are fairly high-level, well-paid positions in management as well. So the best thing to do here is if you've got if you're looking for a job and you've got a career in or experience in government contracting or aviation or defense, you should just, again, go to reliance.aero. And when you go to our website, there's 2 directions to go. If you're a client, you'll click on a link and go to the client side or a prospective client. Or if you're a job seeker, you click on a link and go to that side. If you click on the job seeker link, then you'll see a listing of these. And you need to check back on a regular basis because it's very dynamic. So jobs come and go. And so it's just something you should probably check once a week. But right now you can certainly go there and see some of these jobs I talked about. A few of these are new ads. We are actually, fortunately, seeing a little bit of an uptrend here, even within the aviation industry. So, after the kind of main assertion of the pandemic, it was very devastating to us as a business and our industry in general. And we shed a lot of jobs as a result of it. But we hit a stable point, and now we've got some new activity happening. Fortunately for Reliance, we were not heavily connected to the airlines. We had diversified ourselves with many customers, sometimes customers that only wanted us to source 1 or 2 people for them. So rather than, for example, having 90% of our people working at 2 or 3 airlines and losing them all when the pandemic hit, we were well enough diversified that we kept almost half of our workforce population following the pandemic. And now it looks like, we're seeing some growth. So it's starting to come back, at least on a limited basis. I don't think long-term that the aviation industries, the airline industry especially, is gonna come back strong for years, because I think this has just changed the way people think maybe about business travel in general, and that was a major part of the airline business. So, you know, before the pandemic, everybody, myself included, used to go to trade shows and used to go on client visits and those sorts of things. And now the pandemic has forced everybody to do it a different way, less personal, but technology with things like Zoom and Skype and all of these different apps do kind of allow people to have meetings for much less kind of payment, both in time and in capital, and still has somewhat of a personal element to it. So the conventional thinking on this is that after there's a vaccine and the pandemic is no longer a big concern, the airline industry is going to suffer on because a lot of the business travel is going to just stay with doing things like Zoom meetings and things like that. So time will tell if those predictions are right. But the bottom line is we're not expecting a lot of big growth in the airline industry in many, many years regardless.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, but I also am inclined to agree. Almost the same thing as, you know, for example, I think Yelp was the company that they just didn't even renew their office space, let alone travel.
Exactly.
So yeah. Things are changing out there.
Indeed.
We do have another question that came in going back to the open positions. And I'm sure the answer to this is yes, but the question is, does your company do criminal background checks and drug testing?
Yes, so that is driven generally by the position, the mandate from the position. So in aviation, all workers that are doing a job in what's called a safety-sensitive position by the FAA are required to have a 10-year background check and be put on there's a pre-hire drug test, and then there's also a random, you're put in the random pool for random drug testing at a minimum. So if it's an FAA airworthiness maintained aircraft, then the answer is absolutely there's going to be an FAA directed drug test and background check. And if you're talking about in another country, it varies. There, believe it or not, some countries that aren't under the auspices of the FAA because they're, you know, not U.S. countries, or they're not part of the USA, they do not have, and they actually prevent drug testing. But in most cases, there's some sort of drug test, and there's always a background check one way or the other.
Well, you might know, Ron, that some of my background is very closely aligned to HR, so I'm excited to hear all of these different questions coming in. Another one is, do you provide benefits for your contract workers, such as medical, vacation, et cetera?
Yeah, so there is a general package that we provide that is, quite frankly, it's a light package because most of the jobs we engage, customers we engage are looking for temporary help. And so the idea here is that you can come aboard as a temporary employee, work for 3 months, and then in many cases the customer will flip you direct and you'll go under their program. But we do have minimal benefits, both for vacation, a couple of holidays each year, and a medical program. And there's some other things there I'm probably forgetting, but yeah, the answer is yes, although it's not a benefit package that would win someone over for the only purpose of, you know, getting the job.
Sure, it's a stopgap for on the way to your next place.
Exactly. Generally, now there is also some direct hire recruiting we do where we're basically headhunting for our clients, and the folks that are selected for those positions are never Reliance employees. They always go direct for the company, and so those positions are totally determined by the offer that they get from the client company.
And that makes sense. If that's where they're going to be working, then they'll work through those details.
Yeah.
Very good. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C, speaking with Mr. Ron Jordan of Reliance Aerotech Services and all the different services that they provide, including the decontamination fogging system and the headhunting, the recruiting, and, you know, just sort of staffing for administrative and certain other positions. And again, if you are interested in seeing more and learning more, check out reliance.aero, A-E-R-O, just to learn more about how you can benefit from some of these awesome services provided. So I'm curious now, if we're talking about, you know, compensation and benefits packages, what are some of the qualifications for the aviation jobs?
Oh, yeah. So they're quite varied. So generally so there's different airworthiness authorities. So one of them, of course, is the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. So the FAA has a test called an airframe. Actually, it's a couple of tests called an airframe and power plant test, ANP. Yeah, people have probably heard it described as an ANP. And if someone takes those tests and they pass them, then they basically get a certification from the FAA for either a power plant certification or an airframe certification or both, which is the ANP. So a lot of our client customers are looking for people with that ANP certification at a minimum, or maybe one or the other, the power plant or the airframe cert. But not always. I mean, there are lots of cases where we have customers who have enough ANPs in their own workforce supervising, and they just want someone with certain skills, like with aircraft electronics or with aircraft sheet metal or structural repair and that sort of thing. And in those cases, what they're looking for is typically just someone with a lot of experience doing aircraft sheet metal or aircraft avionics or whatever that particular job skill is. These are highly specialized skill areas. It's not like you can take experience wiring houses and then go work as an electrician on an aircraft. And it's not as though you can take experience doing sheet metal air conditioning ducting and then go work on an aircraft. I mean, technically you can, but you're going to have to get a lot of training between those two events, right? So I would caution you as you're looking through, I would caution your listeners, as you're looking through our job list and you see a sheet metal technician on a Learjet somewhere with no certification required, it's not a situation where you should apply for that job unless you've actually got sheet metal experience working on aircraft. And I will also tell you that in addition to all of this kind of these certifications and experience requirements, sometimes customers want very specific aircraft type model experience. So, you know, you might have one aircraft operator that's flying one specific or two types of aircraft, and they only want people who are familiar with those types. It doesn't matter if you've got 20 years experience and every certification in the world. If you don't have within your kind of resume that specific experience, they're just not interested in you.
Just not even looking.
Right.
How's the pipeline? Are you seeing a lot of qualified applicants?
Yeah, so it's interesting. As you can see, we've got quite a few empty positions here. So it's not like there's a flood. And part of the reason for that, I think, is because there are unemployment benefits and other sources of income for these people still valid.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Ron, for joining me this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me.